Good morning, everybody. I'm Leslie Ann.
Hey, Leslie Ann. How you doing? What's on your mind?
Well, have you noticed how quiet Oneonta is now without the college students?
You know, it really is a tale of two cities, Oneonta is. As we know, we've lived here many years and worked here many years. During the course of the school year, it is buzzing.
Bustling.
It is alive, and it is cranking, and downtown is busy, the stores are busy, all of that. And when the students go, it reverts back to a quieter time, which is nice.
I like that.
I don't mind them, either one of them. But it just falls off a cliff in May when students go home.
I know, it's amazing. And the traffic. Oh,
traffic.
That's one of my favorite things is the traffic.
Traffic, lull. Sure.
However, with that said, you know, I would say over the last 5 to 10 years, we've certainly had an insurgence of tourists.
There is no lapse anymore.
No, because we get a lot of tourists from the baseball camps.
Yep. I know when I used to live in Center City, Oneonta, I mean, I lived right on Center Street, right across from the Center Street School. It was like the epicenter of student housing, student apartments, parties, all that. And although I liked it, it was late at night. You hear all the here they come parading back from the downtown area, you know. And I was young once too, so I'm not saying anything negative really. But I can tell you how many times Trish and I would listen out our bedroom window at 1:30 in the morning, and how many romances broke up on the sidewalk. I love you. You're so beautiful.
You're right.
Please
take me back.
Come back. And then. Exactly what you said. There used to be, it's June. The neighborhood's quiet. The birds are chirping. The flowers are popping open. And we had about a 10-week period where there were no students.
Right.
Then all of a sudden, we noticed, wait a minute.
It's still busy.
Here come the baseball families.
Yeah.
Taking over the apartments that the students had. And there was no break. There was no break.
Yeah.
You know, the houses across the street that had students all year would be quiet in the summertime, and then the students would come back at the end of June. And then all of a sudden, they would go from that to being filled with baseball families.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's an interesting dynamic that Oneonta has to deal with. You know.
I think, though, I believe we really rely on those two populations. Because we are so small, such a small population that permanently lives here.
Yeah.
If we didn't have the college students, can you imagine what this town would look like? You said chirp, chirp, chirp.
Yeah.
Earlier. And the tourists, that's a key ingredient, too, in the summertime for business,
Absolutely.
Local business.
And over the years, I've read about this and followed this. The tourism dollar, the almighty tourism dollar, has really grown and grown and grown in upstate New York. As the economy flatlined a while back and struggles to get pulled up by its bootstraps, along come the tourist dollars, and they do come, and there are lots of things to see, and there are events, and people crank out publicity for them, whether it's in Delaware County, Chenango County, Otsego County, and the other counties.
Right.
They keep it busy. They keep it busy for things that the locals can do and the tourists coming through can do. And before, let's face it, we used to be the gateway to Cooperstown. People would come down I-88, get off,
nothing.
And go up to Cooperstown and never even know how to say our name. There are things happening now that we just don't have to be a bedroom community for Cooperstown. There are festivals and there are things within 5 miles here of interest to do. So the tourism dollar is extremely important in upstate New York, and I hope we grab every one of them as we can.
Yeah, I think the number of restaurants just on Main Street is a reflection of those dollars being spent here. And how lucky are we to enjoy that now?
Well, and I forget, of the three counties that we consider our listening area, Otsego, Delaware, and Chenango County, I forget if it's two or three, but I think two of those counties, it might be just Delaware County, is now well over 50% in second homeowners.
Probably
from
Delaware
the city,
County.
From New York City. And I've always been amazed at that. You know, that you work all week long, you're a cop or a garbage man or a school teacher or a nurse in New York City, and in the heat and the traffic and the crime and the grime and all that, and you get in your car on Friday and you come to your cute little getaway in the woods in Bovina.
Yeah.
It must be heaven.
Yeah, it must be heaven for them. Talk about a different experience.
It must be heaven. And you know what I've always found interesting? Real estate, the real estate folks around here, I don't know about Otsego and Chenango, but like in Delaware County, I notice if you ever look at the real estate ads for houses in sale in Delaware County,
right,
only 3.5 hours from the George Washington Bridge. And I'm thinking, when was that a selling point?
Yeah, it sure is.
Only
now.
3.5 hours from the George Washington Bridge. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. But tourism dollars, bring it on. Whether it's Northeast Classic Car Museum in Norwich, bring it on. In Oneonta, bring it on here. We've got all kinds of things. People come back here for reunions and all that kind of stuff. And the Hanford Mills Museum and Omegang Brewery and Baseball Hall of Fame,
yes,
of course, and all
it
this
stuff.
It can
only help the community thrive.
Bring it on, the tourist dollars. And, you know, that's very, very important. But you're right. You're right. It falls off a cliff, the activity, the buzz, if the electricity,
yeah,
if you will,
and
in May.
I don't mind.
And you don't mind it.
I like it a little quiet for a little while.
Well, you're getting old and cranky. You're
I
getting,
know it.
Get off my lawn, so you like it. All right, Leslie, let's go back to
back
work.
Back to work.